For WKU Public Radio, I'm Becca Schimmel. The coal industry in Appalachia has suffered from disruptive competition such as hydraulic fracturing for natural gas. Now, some students in the economically struggling coal fields hope to take part in another disruptive industry, drone aircraft. As part of the series Changing Course, Benny Becker explains how building and racing drones could help an aerospace industry take off.
All right, listen up. I need everybody's attention right here if you're going to be flying.
That's Paul Green of the Kentucky Valley Educational Cooperative, which is a partnership of school districts across eastern Kentucky.
Today's is our second annual drone race, and we've got about 20 schools that will be participating.
The Ohio Valley has a long history as a leader in aerospace engineering. Factories in eastern Kentucky produce parts for military and civilian aircraft, and local universities offer strong training programs. Nearby Morehead State University is known for tiny satellites that students design.
We talked to the professors there. Their comment was, well, we get a lot of really strong, academically focused kids. But when we get them in here, they have very minimal skills actually building. And he's like, we build satellites. So we decided to buy kits, all the parts to a drone, not a lot of instructions. And we said, here you go, have at it.
Kelsey Tackett's team from South Floyd Elementary is competing for the first time.
We were provided a grant and a starter kit. So we've had to solder and piece together and now practice driving so that we can compete in a race later today.
I'm Desiree Caudill in the eighth grade from South Floyd Elementary. At the beginning, I kind of felt as if more people had more experience than us, but as we were testing it with the other people, I kind of realized they were in the same boat as us, so that made me feel a lot better about it.
It's not really a race here, just who can get it around the course. Two people made it around the course last year, and he made it around smoother, so he got first place and I got second.
Would you mind just saying your names and where you're from?
Franklin Combs in Knott County Central High School.
My name's Stone Fawn. I'm from Knott County Central High School. We're here for our second annual drone race.
Getting hands-on experience with this stuff where it's kind of
it's a new field. So
yeah, a new field coming into Kentucky.
We're able to put all of our skills we've learned to the test today. Hopefully, we'll come out on top.
Local leaders hope these students' skills will end up creating new jobs. Chris Ambergy is a Knott County official, one of many working to develop a local drone port, where companies can fly and test drones. Several local drone businesses have already been launched, and the drone port's training events have brought in visitors from across the country. The hope is that it'll become a hub for a growing drone industry.
That's going to bring jobs to our region, and with the loss of coal jobs, we need all the jobs in our area that we can get.
Do you see a connection between the jobs that you're hoping that would bring and what's happening out here?
Absolutely. You know, this is the kids. This is the future. I think for once, rural Appalachia, we're ahead of the game, so to speak, on this. And I see this being the future of our area.
So we don't have an economy. There's just no jobs. We can't sustain ourselves around here. And so if this drone port does come in, then I might come back.
For me, if that drone port does come around, I most likely will come back and hopefully that drone port will bring in bigger industries and they'll just kind of build up and keep people here.
Now, back to the drone racing. As you'll hear, the Floyd County team quickly hits a major snag, but we'll start at the beginning.
Up first, Jared Price from Owsley is number one.
My name's Jared Price. I'm in 11th grade and I'm from Owsley County. I asked my engineering teacher and my principal if we could start one up, and the next year they started a drone club up. You qualify for the next round if you make one complete lap around it, which I just did, so I qualified for the next round. I'll be in the military for about 6 years, but after I get out, I'm hoping I can get a job at the drone port, working with drones, programming, building them, and just have fun while you're working.
My name's Kansas Thumbo, eighth grade from Southwood Elementary.
And what's your teacher saying? This is something you might be interested in continuing with?
Yeah, it's very simple to do. It's just like melting metal, two wires.
We got it.
I'm Haley Sloan. So the first time I flew, it went pretty good. And then, it shot up to the roof, hit the roof, came back down, and the battery bounced out of it, and it broke the strap.
It's kind of wonky, so we might have to go back and resolder that part before the race.
How's it going?
Horrible.
Horrible?
Yeah, we got another bad motor.
We tried different motors and still didn't work.
So
now we're not able to compete.
So how do y'all feel?
I think you look pretty excited.
Would y'all still feel like it was a good experience? Or?
Yeah.
And do you think you'll take part in something like this next year?
Yeah. Hope so.
Do you think you'll win next year?
Probably not.
I told them I think that us just being here is a really big step. We've never had anyone build drones or do robotics in our school until this year. So this year we happened to have a coding class and we had a drone club. So we're going in the right direction for STEM education.
3, 2, 1, go.
And then in first place from Belfry High School is Seth Hatfield. Seth Hatfield.
I'm Seth Hatfield. I'm a junior at Belfry High School, and I came in first place today. I'm interested in aviation, and honestly, the future of aviation is turning more into drones, and I just feel like it's a good field to maybe look into for the future.
Is that in part because you think it would give an opportunity to be able to stay around here?
Yeah, I don't want to move away, and I want to stay here, see this area flourish.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Benny Becker in Knott County, Kentucky.
Support for this story came from the Solutions Journalism Network. The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.